Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets and what may be coming up today at the markets. All that and more coming up when we come back after this.
When we set out to build the largest and most technologically advanced tractor in Kubota history, we had your operation in mind. That's why we focused on the hard-working details, like powerful Kubota diesel engines, smooth shifting transmission options, a heavy-duty front axle, premium cab with the latest features, and a best-in-class Kubota front loader. Introducing the all-new M7 series, built with you in mind. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
It's go time. So when we say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that means now. Just ask your local team.
It's time to put our high-yielding corn products to work on your farm.
With superior genetics, they're built to yield.
Your local Pioneer team understands timing is everything.
We're ready when you are.
It's go time.
So let's get going.
Talk to your local Pioneer sales professional about planting Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Well, this morning, our hog futures should open moderately higher, supported by follow-through buying and friendly implications of the Hogs and Pigs report. The cattle complex has seemed geared to begin on a firm basis, thanks to short covering and signs of recovering wholesale beef sales. Now, look for another round of slow activity in feedlot country this morning, with both bids and asking prices poorly defined. While most plants are quite short-bought, significant trade volume is not likely to develop until tomorrow or even Thursday at the earliest. Hoping that futures can somewhat manage to stage a meaningful recovery, feedlot managers remain reluctant to price show lists. Now, the cash cattle market was all about window dressing yesterday and little else as packers made their rounds gathering new show lists. Ready numbers varied from state to state, but the aggregate offering looks to be somewhat smaller than last week. Cattle were not priced as producers waited for the board to stabilize. We'll check the grains after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, grains were quiet again yesterday, not surprising with Thursday's USDA reports growing larger on the horizon. Soybeans and wheat were higher, the former erasing Monday's small loss, while the latter continues to extend this week's gains. Corn did little, sitting near unchanged. Outside markets were lower, and both energies and metals showing losses. The U.S. dollar index was near unchanged, while the Dow Jones futures were lower. Now, winter wheat futures closed higher yesterday, with Kansas City's hard red winter posting its highest close in about 2 weeks amid concerns dry conditions and freeze damage may hurt much of the plains crop. Wildfires in Kansas have made national headlines and highlighted the dry conditions in the nation's largest wheat state. While widespread rain could arrive there in the next few days, the 6 to 10 day outlook favors below normal moisture there. Corn futures finished a fraction higher as May was unable to make a sustained break above the 100 day moving average near $3.71. Soybean closed lower but remained above key moving averages and retained most of the last week's gains. Now, on our futures quickly, April live cattle down 25, 134.85. June was down 32 at 125.20. April feeder cattle up 92, 156.50. And May is down 17, 154.85. April hogs up 45, 70.37. The May's up 162 at 78.27. Now in the grains this morning, Kansas City wheat, May's up 5.25, 482 and a quarter. July's up 5.5 at 493 and a half. Chicago wheat, May's up 2.25, 473 and a quarter. And July's up 2.5 at 480 and a half. May corn down a quarter penny now, 370 and a quarter, and July's down a quarter penny, 374 and three quarters. May soy up 1.25 cents, 910 and a quarter, and July's up 1.25, 917 and a quarter. May cotton down 14, 5766, July's down 18, 5753. May crude oil is down 80, 3859. June's down 80, 3973. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.